If you're not already muted, make sure you are so we can all hear what Mary Jane has to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Hi, everybody. My name's Mary Jane. I'm a compulsive overeater. I'm a busy person, wife, mom, grandma, great grandma, friend. And you all know what I mean by that. We wear many caps. 3 years ago, last month, I came back into OA after a very painful relapse. And what brought me back was desperation. Willingness to follow suggestions to get a sponsor. I did it right away, and I became very willing to follow my sponsor's directions and suggestions. I just celebrated a few days ago 3 years of pretty doggone good abstinence from sugar on the three meals. I know, I'm so grateful. Three meals a day food plan. And I've maintained for a year now a 55-pound weight loss. That's really a miracle for this girl. I've been a yo-yo person for years before. When I came back after relapse, I knew I was in poor physical shape and I needed help with the food. I thought I had the spirituality and the emotional stuff taken care of. Well, guess what? I was wrong. So that began my journey with my sponsor. I'm sharing today about how I work at maintaining emotional well-being. You know, we all know that life happens every day. The good, the challenging, the beautiful, the disappointing, the very difficult sorrows, and the tall joys. How to navigate these emotions and stay in the middle of our OA lifeboat. That's the big thing, isn't it? I've needed help. I didn't think I did this very good, frankly. And I've needed help from my sponsor to see that I really do a good job, that I have a strong action plan, that I didn't really see myself with my own eyes. I have a plan to maintain emotional well-being. Over and over in our weekly talks, my sponsors pointed this out to me. What I'm doing is out of habit, a habit that's formed through the practices that this program has and is instilling in me. It's almost like a background system that kicks in when I need it. It's just there humming away. If I just turn to it, just reach for it. And what we call it in OA and other 12-step programs is working it. We're working it. Well, I thought I'd give you some things that help me to maintain my spiritual well-being. Well, the big thing is, well, they're all big things, but friends help. I recall a phrase that an old timer taught me to say. Don't eat. No matter what, don't eat. Don't eat. I used to just reach for food when I needed comfort or when I needed to calm down, whatever it was. Now I've been helped to learn to grab a tool or maybe two tools. And when you think of life in your kitchen, you're surrounded by tools. All we have to do is reach out for them and they're there. Same way with OA. Grab a tool or two. Another thing that I heard a friend say comes to me, share it or wear it. Share it or wear it. I didn't like that for a while because, you know, I had to learn to share. But if we get out in the open, what's bothering us, what's really eating us, then we're not going to wear it around our waist or in our head, whatever. Another friend said to me not too long ago, she said, there's 10,000 things I can do besides eat. And you know, that really struck me. There are 10,000 things to do. You just got to get busy with them. something good. Another friend taught me to turn to a very simple prayer. Please release me. Because, you know, we get bound up and tied with that tension when we get in trouble emotionally. And that prayer to be released. I like that. They're all good little messages that can help root out that nagging eat, eat, eat sensation that we get. But we have to reach for them. I do a lot of OA texting. It really works for me. Just a couple weeks ago, my daughter, who's a stroke victim, survivor, I should say, came down with something going on. And, you know, you get that phone call from her and I'm on high alert and fear sets in a minute. And I reached out to my OA friend I text with, and she called me. And we talked for 10 minutes and I was, you know, I was off that fear wagon and back into trust. And, you know, she called me a couple hours later. It just really settled me down. So reach out. If you just reach out. In my action plan, there's several more tools that help me when I feel my emotions ramp up. I need to get out of the house. I need to walk. You know, I need to pet my dog, do some work outside, stuff like that. I need to fix a cup of hot tea and sit out in my swing and just have some time to pray and meditate and be thoughtless, you know, just be thoughtless and let go. And I know when really cold weather sets in, I may have to tweak that a little bit, but I'm sure I'll be able to do that. My sponsor says, Two things, breathe and release. And I use that a lot. Even just the littlest things that I feel anxiety about come up. Breathe, release. And it works. And it works in a pinch. And, you know, sometimes I simply need to go to bed. If I just go to bed for 20 minutes and just rest, that does the trick. If only I can remember to go to these key things, you know, the reach for the 10,000 things I can do. Reach for the things that are positive, stress relieving activities. And to me, it's like putting lotion on really dry, chapped skin. We know how good that feels. I've needed to accept that my emotional well-being is just as important as my physical program, my practices, my exercise plan, my spiritual life. It's all so tied together. I realize that I've been learning all this time, learning to recognize when my defects are ramping up, they're edging in on me. I notice now, I just can't hardly help but notice when I feel critical, when I'm feeling edgy. And when you notice something, then you can do something about it. You can grab a tool. And it helps me so much in my relationships. It's a lot nicer to gently deal with those emotions instead of maybe later having to make an amend because you made a mess of it. I did want to share, I dearly love the acceptance reading. It's helped me so much. Accepting that it's just not my job to control people or situations. I can't do it anyway, but it's not my job. And that I actually can depend on my higher power. To pick up my faith, my trust, my prayer, and my hope, and to let go of the other stuff. Another thing I love is, I call it the holy pause. That's when I keep my mouth shut and, you know, just be quiet, stop, wait, be still, whatever you want to call it. And simply do the next right thing. Get busy with something that's good. Wash those dishes. I make that call. By pausing, I have a chance to open up space within me to surrender, to receive the serenity that we so crave, instead of brewing chaos. And I'm really good at that. And I heard in a meeting one time, you know, about the fat between your ears. My fat between my ears is good at brewing chaos or stirring it up.
5 minutes.
Thank you. Both the acceptance and the holy pause are help me with the goal of long-term abstinence, the thing that I thought I'd never be able to achieve. The other thing I need to do is take care of myself. I've learned to pause, use that holy pause. And when I'm asked to do maybe a little too much or at a time when I've got other plans, instead of saying, oh, sure, I can do that, maybe say, well, I can't today, but I could do this, to give myself choices and to honor myself too. I love to help people. It's part of who I am and it's important to me. So I keep saying yes, but I do it more carefully. Probably the last thing I would close that's very important to me is my morning time. I covet it and I really try to protect it. It's my time for prayer, for special readings, time to do my gratitude journal, which I've kept for years. The person who helped me learn to keep a gratitude journal said, if you don't think you got nothing to be grateful for, well, just scrape something off your tongue and write it down. So that's where I started with it. Now I love keeping a gratitude journal. Last of all, you know, I'm so deeply grateful for my abstinence. I honestly never thought I could do this long term. And now, you know, I believe I can. If I keep doing these things, keep working this program, stay connected, 3 years. And I just bought myself my own 3-year coin off of Amazon because I couldn't get one at meeting because I'm all virtual. And it says the Serenity Prayer, and it says just for today. And it says miracles happen. And I believe that now. It says 3 years. Yay. So these things, you know, they work for me. And we all have to find what works for us. But, you know, those suggestions, they work. What we hear in these meetings, they work. You know, it's not a plan of perfection. And I thank God that I was helped to learn that. Because I'm not perfect. I've had a, you know, steady one day at a time progress. And I heard at meeting last week something I really like. When I fall forward. I fall forward and the path is right there to get back onto. And I think that's it. I think that's all I got today. I want to thank everybody. It was a privilege to get to share with you. And let's all just keep getting up, suiting up, showing up, and never giving up. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary Jane.